We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Charlena Jackson. Charlena, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Your book.
That is awesome.
No cross, no crown. Wow. What a great title. How did you come up with a title like that?
Well, first and foremost, when I was younger, my grandmother used to always say, no cross, no crown. So as I got older, I realized what she meant by saying no cross, no crown. As we go through on in life, our trials and tribulations, we have to earn our crown by carrying our cross. And if we don't carry our cross, we cannot earn a crown. So when I was younger, I used to always wonder, like, Grandma, what does that mean? You know, but as I say, when I got older and wiser, I knew exactly what she meant by our trials and tribulations, face them head on, by having faith in God, because nothing comes easy. Everything is earned. Nothing is given. And if it's given, it's easily to be taken away from you, opposed to you earning it. And if you earn it, it's yours because you worked for it and you will appreciate it more.
Is that why it's important to trust God through every battle you come across?
Yes, it's very important to trust God, in my opinion, every battle, because some people nowadays, in some situations and things that you go through, it can take a hold of you if you don't know God. And if you don't know Him, I strongly encourage people or anyone, someone, to get to know Him, because through all the trials and tribulations, the battle that I have come across, even when they read no cross, no crown, trust God through the battle, it was nobody and no one but Him. I had no choice but to trust in Him.
Can trials and tribulations be prevented?
In my opinion, no. I feel as though God have already have everything planned for you. And He knew exactly what's about to happen. So therefore, I think that everyone who have their trials and go through their tribulation, it's meant for them. It's already written in the book. It goes by, in my opinion, how one will go by doing so, how to solve the issue. But in order to solve the issue, you have to know where to go. You have to know how to pray. You have to know who to turn to. And in my opinion, that is God. Like, as I wrote my book, and I got it from my journal, every story that's in No Cross, No Crown, Trust God Through the Battle, it came from my journals. I remember one day when I was just sitting at the table when my financial aid was taken away from me, and I said, God, I don't know what to do. And I strolled back a couple of months in my journal, and biggest day, it was no cross, no crown. And I found myself waking up the next day with my head on the table asleep, and I woke up and I saw again, no cross, no crown. So I went forward and I said, God, I'm going to put my armor on and I am going to trust in You. So trials and tribulation, in my opinion, it's already made. It's in the book. God already knows what's going to happen. You just have to trust Him. Each step that you take, each step that you make, you have to trust Him, because He won't and He would not let you fail, because God has not failed at all. And that's one thing He cannot do, is fail.
How long did it take you to write this book? And what really made you want to write a book like this?
It took me, honestly, 2 years to write this book. The first year, I was completely done 2 years ago, but I upgraded my computer and I lost my book.
Wow.
I had a pity party, best believe it, for like maybe a day or two or something like that. And mm-hmm. I mean, I just completely lost the book. And it was the introduction, the first paragraph was saved, and if it's paid the enemy, a page of that was saved, and the rest of the 200, some pages I did have was gone, you know. And what inspired me to write this book, because I have gone through so much in life, and I sat one day and I kept having a dream over and over again that I was writing. And I ignored what God was asking me to do. I was like, I'm not meant to write. I'm not going to do this. Although I always wrote in my journal, and still to this day, I write in my journals daily. And I was just sitting in class one day, and I was just journaling. And I was like, I think that other people need to know my story because it will help them get through it. If they see what I went through, maybe they would say, oh, wow, what she went through was way more than what I was going through or I am going through, so I can get through it too. Or someone can look at my story and say, well, I'm going through way more than what she went through, but what she went through is similar, so I know I can get through it too. So what made me want to write this book is to tell my story to help other people. And one important chapter in this book that I will pinpoint on is when I was telling one of my colleagues when I was at a university, and she didn't believe in God. She was an atheist. So I had one of my daily bread with me, and I ended up just giving it to her. She said, no, thank you. And I was telling her, well, if it's not your cup of tea, that's fine. I'm not going to make you read it. But however, you know, when you just don't have anything to do or you feel down and out, you feel alone, just pick it up and just read just the first sentence. And if it's just not your cup of tea, just throw it away or whatever you want to do with it. And how about she read it and she came with bright, vibrant clothes on and she just looked totally different. Wow. And she was telling me, she said, you know, this really changed my life just by reading the words. She's like, I just felt so much lighter. And she said, thank you. And I said, you are more than welcome. I still talk to her to this day. And she went to, she's a pastor, and she was saved within that year at the school we was going to. And she was like, I don't know. And I never knew what I was missing out on until I started reading. And I told her, it's so much more in store. You just got to know when to step out in faith. You have to know. And that's one reason why I wrote the book, because I felt as though if I helped change her life through God speaking to me over and over again through my dreams, I can help change other people's lives too.
Wow. Quite a story. A blessing story. You mentioned you want to help other people. You help that young lady. Who are you trying to target in this book to help?
Well, I would say everyone who will receive it, because not all people receive it, and it's not for everyone who possibly have been in my situation. It is for everyone who's going through trials and tribulations, because everyone's challenges are not the same. Everyone's trials are not the same. Everyone, just situation is not the same. So I'm just trying to target anyone who are willing to receive the message, who are willing to receive this to dare to be different, who are willing to grow, who willing to pay their foundation. Because I feel like in this message, to speak to someone, one must know where their foundation lies. So, and the reason why I say who will receive it, because again, not all people are willing to receive, although you pray that they are willing to receive, but not all are willing to do so. So this book and who I wish to touch are people who are willing to receive the message, who are willing to accept the challenges God have put forth to them and know that God is able and he is willing to help. He's just waiting, you know. So that's how I just want them to receive the book. So it's just not for a particular person. It's not for a particular race. It's not even for a particular religion per se. It's just for anyone who is willing to receive the word.
How would you describe yourself? In other words, who is Charlena Jackson?
First, I am a child of God. First, I'm a mother. I'm a student. I feel as though I am a determined person. What I put my mind to, it will get done. I do not accept no for an answer, especially when I know that no could be turned into a yes. I'm loving. I'm kind. I'm generous. And I'm the type of person who loves to help people, love to make change. And I try my hardest to listen to God of what he wants me to do. although I'm human, I question him sometimes, like, are you sure? But when I step back and let him lead the way, Charlena Jackson, who I am, I just walk forth by faith. And that's who I am, Charlena Jackson.
How can we get this book in the hands of folks? Where can they get it from? And tell us, social media-wise, where you are.
Well, they can go on Amazon.com. They can also go on Barnes & Noble's online, Books A Million. And as for my social media at the moment, I'm on LinkedIn, and my fan base email address is Foundation of Purpose. And or the best one to reach me at is Purpose of Life or foundationofpurpose.com.
Our guest, Charlena Jackson, the book, No Cross, No Crown, Trust God Through the Battle. Charlena, blessings to you, and may God continue to bless you, and may this book take you to even higher heights than you would ever, could ever think of.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I truly appreciate you giving me the opportunity, and it was most definitely my pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure, Charlena. Our guest, inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Charlena Jackson.
Thank you.